Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
The fashion world was shocked by the news that designer Kate Spade committed suicide. Well, was found dead in her New York City apartment. Later, it was discovered that she had committed suicide. It's reported from TMZ.com that she was depressed over her business problems and separation from her husband, which was causing her to drink a lot. According to law enforcement, Kate was alone in her apartment when she tied a scarf around her neck, attached it to her closet door knob, and hung herself in her bedroom. Her husband, Andy Spade, was not in the apartment, and it is reported that the couple had separated and he was living in a nearby building. Sources say Andy told police that he was separated from Kate for a couple of months. He also added he was at his apartment when he learned Kate had committed suicide. It puts her suicide note in somewhat of a different light, according to TMZ. In the note, she tells her 13-year-old daughter that it was not her fault, adding, "Ask Daddy." One interpretation is that she blames Andy. Another famous celebrity we're remembering today is Whitney Houston. TMZ is reporting that Whitney Houston's Bible was left behind when she moved out of her Newport Beach luxury rental, and it's now being sold by her former landlord for $95,000. You know that's got to be a sin. You selling a Bible for $95,000? Whitney rented the home back in 2009 through 2011. The owner says that he found the Bible in a box along with some clothes and CDs by the trash after she had moved out. He signed a non-disclosure and then contacted Houston's agent about the left-behind items, and he was told that he could keep them. The Bible, which was being sold through Moments in Time, has Whitney's handwriting all over it. The owner sold the home in 2012 and says he threw out all the other stuff Whitney Houston left except the Bible because he thought it was interesting. Speaking of interesting, Lil Scrappy in this whole car crash thing, he is for now avoiding criminal charges. He got the same treatment from cops that Offset received after crashing his vehicle. He won't be facing any prosecution over the incident, at least not for now. Law enforcement report to TMZ that police have closed their investigation into Scrappy's violent car crash over the weekend, which left him and a friend hospitalized and seriously injured. It was reported Scrappy says he doesn't remember the crash or the aftermath. Cops didn't find any evidence of drugs or alcohol, and no other cars or witnesses were involved, which led to their decision not to pursue criminal charges against the driver, whom they believe was Scrappy, but of course Scrappy saying he wasn't the one that was driving. Finally, J. Cole's childhood home in North Carolina was vandalized. According to police, it was vandalized over the weekend. A photo surfaced of the incident on social media. By Monday, the message had been painted over. Someone scrawled a message, "J. Cole, do you even care about the Ville?" It was spray painted in graffiti. According to police, they received no report of vandalism at the house, and his team will not confirm when the vandalism occurred. You couldn't just send a tweet? That's how everybody communicates now.